ఇటీవల కాన్సులర్ జనరల్ వారు ఎస్బీఎస్ తెలుగు వారికి ఇంటర్వ్యూ ఇచ్చిన విషయం తెలిసిందే. మొదటి భాగంలో ఈ పాస్పోర్ట్ల గురించి, అలానే విఎఫ్ఎస్ లో ఉండే సమస్యల గురించి, విద్యార్థులకు వారు అందిస్తున్న కార్యక్రమాలపై సమాచారమిచ్చారు. ఈ రెండవ భాగంలో ఆధార్ కార్డును కాన్సులేట్ ఆఫీసులో రిటర్న్ చేయొచ్చా, అలానే ఈ మధ్యనే ప్రవేశపెట్టిన ఈ అరైవల్ కార్డ్స్పై సమాచారమేంటి, అలానే మరిన్ని ముఖ్యమైన ప్రశ్నలకు సమాధానమిచ్చారు. మరి ఆ విషయాలను తెలుసుకునే ముందు ఈ శీర్షికను మీకు అందిస్తున్నది సంధ్యావిధురి. ఎస్బీఎస్ తెలుగు ద్వారా తెలుగువారికి ఉపయోగపడే ప్రతి అంశాన్ని తెలుసుకోండి. దానికోసం ఎస్బీఎస్ తెలుగు ఇన్స్టా పేజీని కానీ ఫేస్బుక్ పేజీని కానీ ఫాలో చేయండి.
వాట్ ఆర్ ద ఇనిషియేటివ్స్ ఫర్ ఇండియన్ కమ్యూనిటీ హియర్? లైక్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, నో ఇండియా ప్రోగ్రామ్ ఇస్ వన్ సచ్ ప్రోగ్రామ్. వాట్ ఆర్ ద ఇనిషియేటివ్స్ దట్ యూఆర్ కరెంట్లీ వర్కింగ్ ఆన్?
సీ, నో ఇండియా ప్రోగ్రామ్ ఇస్ ఎ ఫ్యాంటాస్టిక్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ ఆఫ్ ది గవర్నమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా, వేర్ ది ఎన్ఆర్ఐ ఆర్ యు నో ఓసీఐ ఆర్ ఇండియన్ ఆరిజిన్ పీపుల్ లివింగ్ అబ్రాడ్ హ్యావ్ ఎ ఛాన్స్ టు విజిట్ ఇండియా ఫార్ ఎ వీక్ ఆర్ 10 డేస్. Those information will definitely be on the social media.
It's free. They are sponsoring us? Or like...
Yeah, that instructions and terms and conditions are there, put out.
Yeah.
And the kind of, you know, activities that you can do during No India program. And who are the contact details? All the information would be available on that flyer. If you can just open our Twitter or x.com, you will see the latest KIP available.
Okay. And... scholarships, we have seen some posts in these channels that you are also giving some scholarships to students as well. So what is the eligibility criteria for that?
See, Government of India has offered scholarships for underprivileged students in India through the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment. They advertise and then they apply. The selected candidates will be sent to various universities across the world. Of course, Australia is also one of them. Currently, if I am not wrong, there are about 62 students availing these scholarships in Australian universities sponsored by Government of India. And in Sydney, around Sydney area or maybe NSW, we are about 30 students coming from various states in India.
Just one question, like whoever is coming from India to Australia, is it really mandatory to register with Consulate General Office?
See, I said it's optional. Hmm. If you register with consulate, it will be useful for you. If anything that we have to reach out to for any emergency cases, emergency situation, we would have this information. For example, if you have to contact your, you know, a person in India, your registration details would have some information where helps us to, you know, contact person in India. More beneficial for you to register with the consulate.
Okay, sure. So since we are talking about students, one more question is, like, international students coming here are facing so many difficulties in terms of finding jobs and then managing their studies. And apart from actually conducting these sessions, what do you think, like, other initiatives that really help these students?
See, job is, of course, it's a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Depending upon the level of education that you have or qualification that you have, whether you have technical or just arts or humanity, based on the opportunities available in a country like in Australia. What is the trend here? Okay. Mm. You might be doing some course. It may not be popular or you don't get the job. Or is there any bridge courses or additional courses that you do might help in getting the job? See, what can be done is that, you know, the students who are willing to, you know, pursue or stay in Australia for a job, they can attend various business meetings, you know, meet with some of the companies, you know, share their, you know, CVs. Probably they might get some opportunity for them, you know, if somebody liked, or maybe they can start as an intern with some of the companies. And if they are good in their, you know, internship, or, you know, they are, you know, qualified to be part of the organization, I'm sure they can get some opportunity.
Sure. One question is raised by the community. Can they return Aadhaar cards in the consulate office?
See, Aadhaar cards are your personal document. And we don't deal with Aadhaar card at the consulate.
Yeah.
You can keep the Aadhaar card until it expires. I think it's mostly 10 years validity.
Yeah.
You can just keep it safely,
yeah,
of course. And then when you go to India, maybe you can return it to some authorized person there. But keeping that is no harm. The consulate has been doing work to reach out to the public,
yeah,
through various channels. I have initiated to organize one-day temporary counselor camps in various places. Last year, we had done about 8 camps in a year. And this year, we have started these camps in various places, 2 or 3 times in Newcastle, a few times in Blacktown and Parramatta area. And last 8th of November, we finished our second camp for issuing life certificates. So I would urge public to follow the social media handles so that they'll get to know more information about what council it has been doing, and they can participate, you know, in whatever, you know, way in our effort.
So since you said about these life certificates, even I read about these life certificates. What is this all about?
So life certificate is basically who are the pensioners who take pension from Indian organizations. And the organizations require this life certificate to extend their, you know, pension.
Oh, okay.
Every year they have to get this certificate and send it to the parent organization. And the parent organization will verify this document and then they release the required pension for them.
In India?
In India.
Oh, so this
it is for them.
Okay.
Not everybody.
Okay. So one more thing is about e-arrival cards, which recently been introduced for all the NRI people, they say. So there is one confusion about the policy. Can you explain, like, who are all eligible to apply this e-arrival cards?
So it is simple. Any foreigner should, you know, get the e-arrival completed 72 hours. So whether you are a OCI, whether you are a PIO, whatever category you are, we do not have a dual citizenship. So, OCI is not a citizenship card.
Yeah.
It is a facility given to the Indian origin diaspora.
Yeah.
Right? So, you consider as a foreigner in that respect, then you have to fill up this. E-arrival card is for foreigners.
Foreigners.
And you just, you know, go and fill up your details that when are you going. It's a very simple form.
Yeah.
Maybe just a page or so. And then you just submit that online. No printed forms are required nowadays.
విన్నారు కదా కాన్సిల్ జనరల్ వారు అందించిన సమాచారాన్ని. మొదటి భాగం వినేందుకు ఎస్బీఎస్ తెలుగు వెబ్సైట్ www.sbs.com.au/తెలుగు ద్వారా వినండి, లేదా ఫేస్బుక్ పోస్ట్ యొక్క కమెంట్లో మొదటి భాగం యొక్క లింక్ ఉంటుంది, దాని ద్వారా వినొచ్చు. ఈ కార్యక్రమంపై మీ సలహాలను సూచనలను ఎస్బీఎస్ తెలుగు ఫేస్బుక్ లేదా ఇన్స్టాగ్రామ్ మెసెంజర్ ద్వారా మాకు తెలియజేయండి. ఎస్బీఎస్ తెలుగు ద్వారా తాజా ఆస్ట్రేలియా అంతర్జాతీయ సమాచారం మరియు ఆసక్తికర కమ్యూనిటీ కథలను తెలుగులో వినండి.